When it comes to California healthcare, Sutter is a big player. Across Northern California, the nonprofit chain includes thousands of doctors, plus 24 hospitals and 36 surgery centers. But Sutter Health is now facing lawsuits because of that market clout, the latest one filed just weeks ago by Attorney General Javier Becerra. To explain the legal action, KQED health editor Carrie Feibel spoke with California Healthline and Kaiser Health News reporter Chad Terhune.
What are these lawsuits about? What are people upset about?
At the core are Sutter's prices, and critics say their prices are excessive. By owning so many hospitals, surgery centers, imaging centers, they're affiliated with lots of doctors, that they're using their market power for anti-competitive conduct and hiking their prices unfairly.
How high are these prices that you're talking about? Can we compare them in any way?
There's been a lot of studies, like an inpatient procedure was 70% more in Northern California compared to Southern California. It's like a $90,000 difference, the same type of inpatient procedure. There was another study in 2016 that found that Sacramento, where Sutter is based, and San Francisco are the most expensive places to have a baby.
But Sutter Health says they're not charging any more than hospitals nearby in Northern California. Is that simply not true?
Well, we get into the complexities of healthcare. There are list prices and then what actually gets paid by a health insurance company or a consumer. And yes, Sutter says, look, our prices are in line with our other rivals. But I think study after study does show that the prices and both what is actually paid is far higher in markets where Sutter is a dominant health system.
And you mentioned that Sutter is being accused of anti-competitive practices. What are anti-competitive practices in the context of healthcare?
One is all or nothing. So if you're a big health system, you tell a health insurer, look, you can't pick and choose just some of my hospitals. You have to take them all or nothing. And then kind of the additional, some would say a threat, is if you don't contract with me, I will charge extremely high out-of-network rates. And then there's also sometimes secrecy or gag clauses on the prices that are negotiated.
And how long will we need to wait to see how all of this shakes out?
Well, last week there was an important ruling where the state's lawsuit by the attorney general was consolidated with this other class action lawsuit that's slated to go to trial a year from now in June 2019. So we might start to get some answers. And lots of communities have these very large health systems that have gobbled up doctor's offices, surgery centers. And so lots of people around the country are watching this Sutter case to see how it plays out.
That was reporter Chad Terhune speaking with KQED's Carrie Feibel.